AM 1500, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Could you put those pictures on the website, please?
I think we'll get their permission.
Without their address?
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. We're live at the scene of the bridge collapse in Minneapolis, where authorities said today it will take days to reach all the cars and bodies submerged in the Mississippi River.
We have taken our divers out of the water for a period of time, trying to regroup a little bit and re-strategize how to approach those four vehicles.
Sheriff Richard Stanek said the current made the recovery effort today unsafe. ABC's Charles Gibson toured the damage from the air.
We're over the collapse of the 35W bridge right now, and when you look at it, it looks almost benign, sitting there so peacefully, but it was anything but peaceful last night. Divers have tracked by sonar where the cars that went into the water are located, but it is still so unstable around the bridge itself that they dare not go any closer. And they have seen that in the cars that still sit on the bridge, there are dead bodies. But they cannot get at them yet because, again, the bridge is too unstable.
And Charlie will have more from here in Minneapolis on World News. He will also have more on a group of kids whose school bus was caught on the bridge.
I could hear all the screams, and I saw, like, the kids on the bus holding their seats up, holding onto their seats right in front of them. And then it was down.
All of the children made it to safety. President Bush today promised this city a robust federal effort.
We in the federal government must respond and respond robustly to help the people there not only recover, but to make sure that lifeline of activity, that the bridge, gets rebuilt as quickly as possible.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty ordered similarly designed bridges inspected.
I've instructed MnDOT to conduct emergency inspections of bridges in priority order, starting with the bridges that have a same or similar design in Minnesota.
And now comes the investigation. Live in Minneapolis, I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to ABC News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August savings event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. Today's the day to go back. It's JCPenney's Back to School Huge Sale. This Friday and Saturday, get huge deals. Plus, Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., unbeatable doorbusters. 50% off the entire stock of juniors' fall dresses. 60% off boys' and girls' backpacks. Entire stock of young men's novelty tees, $8.99. And save an extra 10% off sale prices till 1 p.m. The JCPenney Back to School Huge Sale. Stores open early Saturday at 7 a.m. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends August 4th.
Sunny and 87 degrees in Minneapolis and St. Paul, 4 a.m. 1500 KSTP News. I'm Sean Height. As you heard on ABC, for now, divers have stopped looking in the Mississippi for more bodies from the collapse of the 35W bridge. They did go into the water for a short time today, but the debris and current were too tough and too dangerous. Meanwhile, we are now hearing from first responders, one of them, Lieutenant E.T. Nelson of the Minneapolis Police Department. He and two other sergeants helped rescue people on the fallen part of the bridge, getting them on backboards and helping them to safety where they had to. Nelson told reporters today, it's just something you do with the job.
The bridge debris we climbed through was shifting. There were rivets popping. You could hear rivets popping and snapping. And it's not a place that I'd care to go to again. But you take a calculated risk and you do your job.
Nelson said the main thing they had to do after making sure the people were safe was calm them down.
A couple of the girls were somewhat hysterical and they couldn't understand how they got to that point. And I just explained to them that they fell, and they seemed somewhat amazed by that fact. They were somewhat disorientated, and I explained to them the fall was fine. That's not going to hurt you. It's a sudden stop at the end. But they found that somewhat humorous, and it calmed them down. So
Governor Pawlenty has declared a peacetime emergency because of the collapse of the bridge. That executive order activates the State Emergency Operations Center. The governor ordered all state agencies to help local, state, and federal agencies respond to the bridge collapse. And Wisconsin's governor offering help to Minnesota in dealing with the bridge collapse. Governor Jim Doyle there says his state's emergency management officials have repeatedly been in touch with their counterparts here in Minnesota. 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast clear and and 60 overnight tonight. Sunny, less humid, 87 tomorrow. Right now it is sunny and 87 degrees. That is news. Time for a check of real-time traffic with Kenny Olson.
Well, thank you very much, John. We'll start again with East 94 from 394 over to the river, seeing 23 minutes right now. And then in St. Paul, Lexington Parkway on the midway out to Highway 52. That's about a 15-minute cruise there. West 94, Snelling on the midway over to the tunnel. That's 12. North 494 on the west side, Minnetonka Boulevard, Rockfish Road, 17 minutes. Over on North 169 between Lincoln Drive and Bass Lake Road, we have a 26-minute flow. The eastbound 494 strip filling in nicely. 169 over to Lindale, that's 17 minutes. And then over in South St. Paul, from 5th Avenue down over the river and over to 61, 18 minutes. That's due in part to a right lane blocker on the Wakota River Bridge. East 694. From right around Highway 10 over to Rice Street, a good 10 minutes there. And then finally, North 35E from downtown St. Paul up to 694. That's an 11-minute drive. Obviously, Highway 280 is our new main line. The lights have been turned off. The cross streets are blocked. You can access downtown Minneapolis from 35W in Roseville from Highway 280. That is your AM 1500 real-time traffic.
And now, the mayor of the town of Garage Logic. It's Joe Souchere.
Boy, a lot of people are pointing out that another bridge that can give you the heebie-jeebies,
yeah,
is the Broadway Bridge over 94. That when you're stopped there and trucks go by, you can feel...
I think you're getting agreement from Kenny.
Quite a bit of pounding.
She rumbles.
She rumbles pretty good.
I've had an occasion to sit on this 35W bridge the last few weeks. The middle of the day, you know, it's always a parking lot there because of the construction. One point, there were about a dozen, maybe more, guys jackhammering.
Mm-hmm.
And at certain points, you could look through the bridge deck and see the river down below.
Right.
This makes for a nervous commuter.
It does.
There you go.
Peter, we're gracious to hold. You've been a courier driver for how long?
About 15 years.
Well, why this particular bridge gave you a problem?
Well, there were times when the traffic, you know, slowed down to a crawl over that bridge, and I'm trying to get across, and like everyone else, and that bridge would give me the most unnerving white-knuckle feeling with its shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I just began to avoid it whenever I could avoid it. In high traffic, because unless I could just scoot right over, I just didn't want to be on it.
And this, this wasn't recently. This was what, within years ago?
Oh yeah, in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't explain it. It's just a feeling I had about that bridge, and boy, you know, if I didn't know what happened last night, and somebody said, "Hey, guess which bridge went down?" I that's the one I would have picked.
Really?
Yep.
You're a make-a-move expert, then. What have you done to avoid that bridge? That might help people listening who've got to create new, completely new traffic patterns for themselves now.
What is the 3rd Street Bridge over the river there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good exit out of downtown, and then cut over to 280 from there.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Avenue Bridge.
What about Broadway, Peter? You ever go that far north?
Broadway's a shaky bridge as well. I don't go on that bridge very often.
Mm-hmm.
But I do recall that being kind of a unnerving bridge as well.
I would consider you, by virtue of your profession, a professional bridge tester.
Well,
short of an engineer. No, I'm serious. You're a guy who, for a living, is out in the traffic every day.
Yes,
what? What's your favorite bridge? What bridge gives you the feeling of most security?
This isn't a good answer, Peter. This
How
isn't
about the Lafayette.
Lafayette, okay. How about the new Mendota Bridge?
Mendota Bridge, no problem there.
Yeah.
494 Bridge.
Yep.
No problem there.
Really out on a limb there, aren't you?
I used to park underneath the bridge there that fell. occasionally just to take time out and park there and, you know, get away from people bugging me in my car. And it was one of the noisiest bridges to be underneath.
Yep.
Just a deafening roar when the trucks would go over and the rattling. I don't know. It just an observation from a driver that spends a lot of time on the road there on those bridges.
Hey, Peter, what has today's tragedy done to your on-time schedule of the courier service you're with? Are you guys running late? You're running 2 hours late? What's the story there? Is this affecting you?
I think if you check with most of the couriers in the Twin Cities, you'll find that most of them avoid that bridge at crunch time, at 3 o'clock on in the afternoon.
Sure.
So we're not having any problems getting around.
Hey, you guys, keep in mind 10th Avenue is still closed, so that's not a viable alternate as of yet. And I know that's a great one to take instead of 35W, so we're all looking forward to 10th Avenue opening up again.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it, fellas.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I got just a moment. Jay?
Yes, Joe.
Go ahead, please.
How are you today?
Good.
I want to throw another kind of light on this whole thing. I hear a lot of people talking about the bridge and possible bridge failure. Well, I'm a train guy. I love trains. I'm a model railroader. I live in Faribault. A train runs right by our house, quarter mile away, and I feel the ground shake when the train goes by.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got this bridge that goes over a river. You've got the river that runs by there. You've got a train that runs right underneath causing massive vibration. Who's to say that the ground didn't shift a little bit there over time and something with that caused this thing to fall down?
Structural engineers will be the one to say that. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I come up to Bloomington from Faribault every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I come across the Minnesota River Bridge every morning. And there's mornings where I am stopped on that bridge. The bridge is completely full of cars. Now, I don't know what the weight of that is, but I think the same thing. I look over the edge of the bridge and I think, what if this thing went down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really makes you think about this stuff. But that's just kind of my take on it.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep. Jesse?
Yeah, Joe.
Yes?
Sir, I got a quick question, and it's a hypothetical that maybe somebody out there could answer, but they said this bridge scored a 50 out of 120 on its last examination, correct?
I have heard that.
Okay. My question is what would this bridge hit? What would we expect this bridge to have scored when it was brand new, built back in 67? Would it have still scored a 50, or would it have scored a full 120? What would it have scored out of, you know, using current standards?
Well, I would imagine being brand new, it would have scored high.
Well, but the question is how high? I'm trying to get a perspective. They talk about 40 as being, or 50 as being deficient, but I'm wondering, you know, since the standards have probably gone way up, would this bridge have scored maybe no higher than, say, a 60, in which case we would have seen only, you know, well, what would that be, a 20 or 15% drop in its structural integrity?
Yeah, I get what you mean. I don't know how to answer you.
Maybe a listener can help.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
If for the sake of argument, and we don't know this, but if for the sake of argument we are in an American era where our elected officials, regardless of which party they belong to, have spent money on what GLers would have considered to be whimsy rather than necessity, to the point where we have allowed ourselves to continue to use bridges that are rated structurally deficient, then it occurs to me that that each of us have a new task because we need to discover what other bridges receive ratings low enough. Now, in Minnesota, we might be very blessed.
It sounds like it.
In Minnesota, only 12.2% of the state's bridges are rated structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. Now, the functionally obsolete category is an interesting one. It does not necessarily bring about the horror of collapse. By functionally obsolete, they mean they're either too low to allow modern trucks to successfully get under them, or up top they're too narrow. That strikes me as a problem you can easily solve, and that I would imagine that problem is already solved by rerouting trucks that could not fit under the bridge and prohibiting traffic up top that would not successfully be able to pass each other across the bridge. So functionally obsolete is a little misleading. It sounds horrific, but by functionally obsolete, it just doesn't meet current transportation abilities. In fact, by the sound of it, I'd rather cross a functionally obsolete bridge than a structurally deficient bridge.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Words mean something, and that what we are tasked with now as drivers and commuters and taxpayers is we should find out, and I guess we could.
What do you want?
Let's find out which of the 12.2% of the state's bridges are structurally deficient. Angie, you got quite a bit of homework to do. I think there's
a road trip.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I want Angie to cross every bridge in the state and then tell me which one gives her the heebies. No, let's pursue with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, please, what documents you would need to study to find out of the bridges in Minnesota which ones have received a structurally deficient or functionally obsolete rating. We're the third best in the country. In other words, only two states have better bridges than we do, Arizona and Nevada. All right? So don't tell me you're not proud to be a Minnesotan.
Exactly.
It's a little tough for the people waiting for news today to think that we have the country's third safest bridges. As I continue to look at just extraordinary film footage of what transpired last evening. But there are two dynamics at work here. We have agreed, for the sake of starting a conversation, which probably has already started, are we spending the kinds of public money that we should be spending on the nation's infrastructure? And two, if we're not, and we have devised semantic means that apparently pass engineering standards, if we have devised some sort of semantic means to justify using a structurally deficient bridge, a bridge that receives a poor category in one of three divisions, below the surface, the structure itself, and the roadbed, I want to know which ones they are. So that's your job, Angie.
Told, right.
So maybe by tomorrow we can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what. Oh, okay. Here, it's even better to tell you the truth. Only 8.8% of Minnesota's bridges are structurally deficient. So what's 12.2 minus 8.8?
12.2 minus 8.8.
8 from 12 is 4. 8 from 11 is 3. I got it.
Okay.
That means 3.4% of our bridges are functionally obsolete. Of the 12.2% that get one of the two ratings, 3.4% of Minnesota's bridges are functionally obsolete. A big semi is not going to get under the old Jeb Jones Bridge in Hugo or whatever. Okay.
Right.
The 8.8% have received the same kind of report card that the collapsed I-35W span has received. Therefore, let us deliver to the public, I hope as soon as tomorrow, what bridges constitute that 8.8%.
She's already working on it.
Yep. There would be no reason that the government would hide this information, because the government has already told us that structurally deficient does not necessarily mean it must need immediate replacement.
Right.
So I think it's information that we shouldn't have a great deal of difficulty
You're sitting on a list
gathering.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, it's on a list.
Tim?
Hello.
Tim, you're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, me too. I was on that bridge last night at 5:30 in the northbound lane.
Northbound, all right.
Yep, I travel that bridge every day both ways back and forth to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the amount of light traffic that was there last night. I got on from Washington Avenue, and I was probably across the bridge in less than 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before when I was under there, it took me like 10 minutes to get across, and there was like 200 cars on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, in a way, it was kind of a godsend that there wasn't that many vehicles on that bridge at that time.
So,
I really feel sorry for the folks out there that happened to be on that bridge. It's heartbreaking.
Did you have any metaphysical thoughts about this?
Oh, yeah. You think back about, it could have been me, or it could have been my son-in-law-to-be, which was 15 minutes behind me on there. So he went across. He said it about 5:45. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about that.
Well, and what is it that you think?
Well, you think it could have been me, it could have been him, or it could have gone down a half hour earlier, or it could have gone down rush hour traffic after they opened up the bridge 2 months from now when you had 400 or 500 cars on there. You know, it's scary to think that something like that can really happen when you put a lot of trust in something like that.
It's ironic, it was conveniently ironic that it was down to two lanes, because that kept that much more traffic off the bridge.
Yeah, I know. That bridge, as far as I can remember, has been under some type of construction on and off as long as I've been going across it. They're constantly working on that thing all the time.
What kind of a new travel plan will this create for you?
Well, for me, I kind of get alternative ways that I go when it's backed up anyway, so I'll probably end up coming across Larpinder,
mm-hmm.
which goes into Hennepin, and then come down Central Avenue probably.
Right. All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Scott?
Mr. Sushri, hello.
Good.
A point of interest here now, you can get ready with it. You don't know that.
All right.
All right. My brother used to be an engineer with the UP.
All right.
Union Pacific.
Yep.
Are you familiar at all with the Robert Street Lift Bridge?
I am.
All right. When he was an engineer back about 10 years ago, it was 10 miles an hour over that bridge.
Okay.
I can't give you the exact date. Somebody else may know that out there. But within that 10 to 7 years ago, at one point, they saw it deemed fit to condemn it.
Mm-hmm.
No train traffic was allowed over that for a certain period of time.
All right.
They did not stick one dime into repairing it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I travel over it, but only at 5 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to play odds, play bet, I would say that's the next one to go down.
You're talking about the Robert Street Bridge downtown St. Paul.
Absolutely, the railroad one. The lift bridge. It sits right next, just upstream.
Right off of the jail.
Right off the jail.
But that's trains only.
Yes, but...
Oh, I got you. Okay, now I know which one you mean. Huh?
It's still a huge structure.
I know which one you mean now. I was thinking the Robert Street Bridge.
No. The lift bridge.
I'm thinking, okay, the train lift bridge.
Yeah. Again, at one point it was condemned. They didn't allow any train traffic over it.
All right.
Again, I don't know how many, if it was for a week or 2 months or whatever. But they reopened it, and now it's 5 miles an hour. It's like, well, excuse me.
Yeah.
Somebody condemned it. They saw it deemed fit to condemn that.
All right, now that's where you get this.
We don't know that.
All right.
But we'll add it to our list.
Sure, fair enough.
Thank you. Here now is a...
Yeah, we can take a live traffic update before we break away.
I thought we were going to Chicago, but we're going to go to Kenny.
No, we're going to go to Kenny first, and then, yeah. Then we'll break away.
We can go to Kenny. We do have drive times all over town. We're kind of resorting to business as usual here. For the afternoon rush, East 94, 394 over to the river, seeing 23 minutes. On the St. Paul side of the world, East 94, Lexington over to Highway 61, another 15 minutes. West 94, 169 up to Weaver Lake Road. The outbounders there seeing an 11-minute flow. Obviously, 280 is now the ticket. We've turned off the stoplights. We've blocked the cross streets. 280 is now a freeway. That's what we're going to be using from this point forward. East 494 seeing delays on the strip. 169 over to Lindale, 21 minutes. And then from 52 down over 61, 25 minutes. That's due to an earlier but now cleared crash. One last drive time here for you. East 694, Long Lake Road over to Rice. That's 18 minutes. And that's your traffic, Joe.
All right, thank you. Chicago Windler is next, right, Rook?
That sounds good to me.
AM 1500, KSTP. News doesn't always happen at 5, 6, or 10. When it's happening around the block, across the street from where you work, where you live, 5 Eyewitness News is there. When it's important to you and your family, we go head-to-head with the people who are making news to help it all make sense. When you want to know more, we stay with the story every step of the way, getting every question answered. That's when a story is more news. That's what we do every day. 5 Eyewitness News. We are more news.
The Mutual Fund Show, hosted by Adam Bold, can be heard every Saturday at noon right here on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. It's America's only call-in show devoted exclusively to mutual fund investing.
There are natural cures for virtually every disease, including diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, acid reflux, chronic pain, even herpes. I'm Donald Barrett, founder of ITV, and I just bought the book Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. I was so impressed to learn the natural, inexpensive cures that are being suppressed by drug companies that I bought over a million copies of this book, and I'm giving them away. That's right, get your hardcover edition, a $30 value, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-270-1784. That's 1-800-270-1784. And get your free copy of Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, absolutely free. There are natural cures, and they're being hidden from you. Call 1-800-270-1784.
Boulder Wall Siding, it's not just for winter anymore, is it? Isn't it, huh? No? No, I don't think so. Hometown Restoration, they're my guys. They deal exclusively with Polar Wall Siding. Make them your guys. This Polar Wall stuff, it's made by Reynolds Building Products. Insulated, dent-resistant. That's going to help us year-round. And even though Hometown Restoration are the guys to go to when storm damage rolls through, we haven't had any storms since, what, May? So, why don't you get that house re-roofed anyway? That roof. When's the last time you had a new roof on? 77? Yeah, it's time for a new one. Check out the work Hometown Restoration does on the web, hometownrestoration.com. And then when it's time, call them, set up that free roof inspection, 763-494-8695. 763-494-8695, Hometown Restoration.
At Cub, we've been bringing more to your table since 1968, and this week we're bringing a really juicy deal to the table of Dana Cook in Zimmerman.
Hey, thanks for coming. Welcome to our house.
Dana, this week at Cub, you can get delicious, whole, seeded, or seedless watermelon for only $3.48 each. These are the freshest, sweetest, juiciest watermelons we could get our hands on, and now through Saturday, they're only $3.48.
That's fantastic.
So how many kids do you have, Dana?
We have 9.
That's got to be a lot of groceries.
We go through about 12 gallons of milk a week. We can eat a watermelon in a single sitting.
$3.48 for a whole watermelon. I mean,
the lowest I've seen yet.
Do you ever carve your watermelon into shapes?
They just eat it so fast, it's not worth it.
It's in the shape of gone.
It just gets crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Sweet, juicy, delicious, whole seeded or seedless watermelon for just $3.48 each. Limit one. Now through Saturday at all Twin Cities Cub stores. And don't forget to save even more on gas. Now you can use up to 3 Cub gas coupons at once and save up to 90 cents a gallon at any Twin Cities holiday store. Offer good now through September 8th. See store for details. Cub, bringing more to your table.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Here in the Channel 5 Weather Center is Channel 5's Chicago Windler. Go ahead, Chicago.
All right, Joe. You know, all the talk of the recovery efforts and Mother Nature at least not causing any interference.
No.
She brought us sunshine, low humidity. You know, if only we could get a, you know, it's just really tough. Now it looks as though there's going to be a chance of rain, which we do need, but it could be really heavy rain by Saturday. And I'm worried that that may interfere with the efforts that are going down there with the bridge collapse. So, you know, it's an up with a down all at the same time. As for the rest of today, we are at 89 degrees right now. It's warm, but at least it's not too humid. Overnight tonight, we drop down to 60 with clear and cool conditions, light northwest winds. Tomorrow, a beautiful, picture-perfect day. Mostly sunny, warm, less humid, 87 degrees. And here's your weekend. Again, we need the rain desperately. At this point, it looks like a strong area of low pressure is going to form, pull into the Dakotas, make its way into Minnesota. If it tracks over the metro, we could get an inch, maybe 2 inches of rain during the day on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we warm things up into the 80s yet again with an isolated storm. Not out of the question, but Saturday, if the rain hits us, we could see highs only in the upper 70s for a change.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. We haven't seen temperatures like that since, I think, the middle of July.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the current?
Current is 89 with a dew point of 49, making it feel pretty good. Do you want those records?
Please, quickly, August 2nd.
August 2nd, record high 99.
99.
Back in 1988.
1988.
Record low 46.
46.
In 1971.
In 1971. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chicago Windler will be back at 4:50.
Joe, before we break away from the network, I got to say something to our outstage yellers, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, I apologize for all the traffic. I know you're sitting on the lake somewhere near Alexandria. You don't care. We have to do this. We have to serve our local listeners. But I want to tell you folks, if you happen to be coming into town here in the next 4 or 5 days, first and foremost, avoid all freeways into and through downtown Minneapolis if you possibly can. If your final destination is not downtown, don't go anywhere near it. That being said, if you need to get through town, 694, 494, or 35E. Those are your secrets. If you're rolling through the Twin Cities, just stay away from Minneapolis.
Thank you, Garage Logic. We'll be back shortly. Here in the AM 1500 KSTP newsroom is John Height. News experience with Action Force Team 1500.
Thank you, Joe. No divers are in the water right now in the aftermath of that bridge collapse. They did go out for a short while today after they located four cars underwater with sonar, but because of debris and currents, they had to bring the boats back in. Jeff Storms is with the Hennepin County Dive Team.
We're regrouping for the safety of the divers. We're making sure that we're taking this methodically. We do have these cars pinpointed on our sonar with GPS, so it's easy to get to it, but it's the man-made eddies that were created by the dropping of the bridge. We have a high river flow behind it that's flowing through very small openings. It's creating a lot of flow on the backside of that. So we're working through the Corps of Engineers and our partners to try to correct that issue and make it as safe for our rescue personnel as we can.
They don't know when they'll go back out. They are having the Army Corps of Engineers come in and remove some of that debris. They also hope to lower the level of the water from around 9 feet to 7 feet by using the lock and dam system. There are 4 confirmed deaths in the collapse. More bodies expected to be found when the divers get back to the water. 79 people reporting injuries. President spoke about the tragedy today at the White House. He says it was talked about during a cabinet meeting this morning.
We talked about the fact that the bridge collapsed and that we in the federal government must respond and respond robustly to help the people there not only recover but to make sure that lifeline of activity, that bridge gets rebuilt as quickly as possible.
The president says he talked with Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback this morning, also with Governor Pawlenty, called for quick passage of spending bills to keep the nation's infrastructure strong. Now, the president, it has been announced in the past hour, will come to the Twin Cities to look at the damage caused by the collapse of the bridge. He'll be here on Saturday. The First Lady was scheduled to be here tomorrow. Now it appears she'll be with the president when he is here on Saturday. That is news time for a check of real-time traffic with Kenny Olson.
Thank you very much, John, a couple of drive times I didn't cover last report. East 494, of course, 169 over to Lindale. We did this one. It's 20 minutes right now. But then over in St. Paul, Dodd Road over to 61, 51 minutes for the eastbounders on 494. East 62, 169 over to Xerxes. That's at 10 minutes. On the west side, North 494, 62 up to Rockford Road, about 20 minutes there. Even worse on North 169 from the Bren Road Speedway up to Bass Lake Road at 34 minutes. North 100 from 50th to France, seeing 25. And then finally over on the east side, North 35E. And there are delays from Shepherd Road all the way up to Highway 36 right now on North 35E. Our drive time has been averaging right around 25 minutes. That's your AM 1500 real-time traffic.
One of the worst jobs in the world is sealing your deck. Picture the scorching sun. You got to sit there and seal your deck. You try to put it off every other year. It doesn't always work that way. You might call over your brother-in-law, hey, come on over for beer and pizza and help me seal my deck. He doesn't always go for it either. Why don't you try Seal Max? They'll go for it, and they don't need beer, and they don't need pizza. They'll do it in a day, pick up the telephone, and get on their schedule. Before the big party, they will seal the deck. They'll also seal the dock at your lake home, your cabin, wherever. 888-668-6447. Let them sit out there in the scorching sun. They're happy to do it because they realize with the 25-year guarantee on their product, they're happy and you're happy. So pick up the phone, 888-668-6447. It's called SealMax. When superior performance and appearance are your only option, call SealMax, S-E-A-L-M-A-X-X. 888-668-6447.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. Take the long way home after work. You've got Garage Logic on this afternoon. Here's Joe Souchere.
You will have to take the long way home if your commute has...
Boy, you know what? Can I just say something, too?
Yes.
Throughout this, the new bridge that's going to have to be built, and those that are new listeners to Garage Logic this afternoon as a result of trying to get some information while you're in your car, we'll get you through this, get you through the long traffic calls. Don't go anywhere else on your drive home. Stay right here.
Did somebody write that out for
no,
you?
No, I just thought of it. I thought, you know what? Right. Had I gone to a new place to get information, I'm reminding them, stick around. Let's go here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dave?
Hello, Mr. Souchere.
Yes.
I am calling to just give an update on my wife who was driving the school bus.
Your wife was driving the school bus that we all saw in the video?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the frantic phone call. Been a bus accident. The bridge fell and the phone went dead.
Mm-hmm.
I just was calling to thank if anybody was listening now who helped them empty that bus so quickly yesterday. They did a great job. Who helped rescue them? It was a long night. She had low to no feeling in her feet or legs. Today is much better. We got her on her feet. She has a cracked vertebrae in her back. She will be in a back brace and down for a while. Two of my children are on that bus and were admitted and released. So.
And pretty much, were all the kids okay?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, there were some injuries and stuff, but nothing super severe. I couldn't even imagine going through some kind of event like that.
No, has she been able to describe it to you yet?
We talked this morning briefly, and when we woke up, and she was just talking that she was sitting in bumper to bumper traffic, southbound on 35, and she just it was like a free fall. The back of the bus just came down, and it was just a massive impact, and people flying everywhere, and she was almost like she was paralyzed. She couldn't even shut the vehicle off.
I think who helped her and the kids were just. Either other people there, I think it was just other people that got out, were able to get out of their cars.
Yeah, a guy named Dave, that's his phone that she had used, I contacted him this morning, talked to him briefly, I'll give him a call later. He was a big help, and she says like six guys come out of nowhere, she had to be pulled from the bus. I went straight to HCMC. It was pretty much okay organized there. Of course, the phone was dead. I checked the voicemails occasionally and found out she was at Abbott, and we spent the night there. She'll be there for a little while, a couple more days for sure. But
well, good luck. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah. And I've you could just imagine I've heard from every reporter in the metro area plus national news, and I've gave them an update. There will be no exclusive interview. I believe her company is preparing a statement. I don't even know what to say, you know.
No, all you have to say is that you've had a great deal of great fortune.
It's been a range of emotion, yeah, and a good fortune, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
She's a big fan. Hail the king, bud.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Tell her how Garage Logic wishes her the best.
CI girl status.
All right, thank you. Give her a permanent CI girl status. You know what she was? A bussy who followed procedure.
Yes, she was.
Didn't really like the way it worked out.
No. No sleepers.
Wayne?
Yeah, Joe.
Yes.
I'm an engineer, almost 70.
All right.
Work in Bloomington. Worked on exhaust systems for mufflers on heavy trucks and cats my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
You shake anything hard enough, you can break it.
Right.
When you want to accelerate test something, you run it at resonance, the natural frequency.
Right.
I think what happened was the train was going by. It shook at a certain frequency, close to the natural frequency. The bridge was side-loaded because two lanes were shut down and traffic was only in the other two lanes.
Right.
So they heavily side-loaded the other side, and it was going slow, 10 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, so that would set up the natural frequency.
Explain what you mean by natural frequency.
Did you ever see that old movie of Galloping Gertie, the Oakland Bay Bridge, when it went down?
No, I've seen that Tacoma Narrows.
Tacoma Narrows, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah,
the wind shook it. There was only one car on it.
Yes.
That's the natural frequency. Since that bridge went down, bridge designers have designed aerodynamically so bridges don't do that no more from the wind.
Mm-hmm.
What happened here was the forced function of the vibration from the train going by and or the two lanes of traffic bumper to bumper at slow speed. Say the train was going by 40 miles an hour, and the wheels are four times further apart than what cars are. The cars are going 10 miles an hour. They both would have about the same natural frequency. These things start getting the thing going galloping gertie. People there had said they looked out their window, they heard some rumbling, then they saw some puffs of concrete smoke come up.
Yes.
And then the middle section went down, and then it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
It got into its natural frequency, probably wiggling sideways, oscillating back and forth. It got past the fatigue limit, and down she goes. There was a test run by, the University of Minnesota in 2000, they said, where they had strain gauges on it, probably accelerometers. They would be sitting there with data that they ran. They said they ran three semis across it on an unloaded bridge, which is fine. You can find the transfer function from that, determine that natural frequency. So they probably are sitting there with data knowing what the frequency was.
All right.
People can calculate and model with that train going by and the wheelbase and everything and 10 miles an hour on a car what these frequencies are and get a matchup. We don't have to wait 9 months to figure it out.
All right, Wayne.
Here's what they need.
All right.
Let me finish. Here's what they need to fix it.
All right.
There's I don't know how many thousands they mentioned of bridges in the U.S., and this is a federal thing we need help on, too, because the infrastructure is getting old, and we don't want this to happen again.
Right.
We have, at all the railroad crossings, the little red light, the little dinger, and the gate that comes down.
Right.
We need that in front of all of these numbers four bridges.
Yes.
Or anything worse than that, as soon as somebody can build something. When that bridge starts getting oscillated at its natural frequency, the red lights would come on, the gates would close, it would let the bridge clear off. When the vibration goes down, dampens out by itself to a safe level, the lights shut off, the gates go up, and you go across.
Very good idea.
A company like MTS, who makes vibration shakers that we have at our company, Donaldson Company in Bloomington, which you can shake things to destruction with, they're the world's leader in this. They could, I'm sure, if they were contacted by the governor, build a system with monitors and a data logger and get in touch with the company that makes the gates for railroad crossings, and we could be putting those things up before the winter.
It's a great idea, Wayne. Will you email me?
I don't type very well.
Well, So what?
Neither does Joe.
Neither do I.
I'm 69.
So what? GL?
Here, I tell you what, Joe. You email me.
Well, here, you give Angie your stuff.
I'll give you the email address because I can hit reply and email you back.
Here, I'll put you on hold and Angie will get your email address.
Thanks.
All right, because I have further questions. Are we going to have Patrick Roycey?
I believe we are going to have Patrick Roycey, so let's go.
AM 1500, KSTP.
At Cub, we've been bringing more to your table since 1968, and this week we're bringing a really juicy deal to the table of Dana Cook in Zimmerman.
Hey, thanks for coming. Welcome to our house.
Dana, this week at Cub, you can get delicious, whole, seeded, or seedless watermelon for only $3.48 each. These are the freshest, sweetest, juiciest watermelons we could get our hands on, and now through Saturday, they're only $3.48.
That's fantastic.
So how many kids do you have, Dana?
We have 9.
That's got to be a lot of groceries.
We go through about 12 gallons of milk a week. We can eat a watermelon in a single sitting.
$3.48 for a whole watermelon. I mean,
the lowest I've seen yet.
Do you ever carve your watermelon into shapes?
They just eat it so fast, it's not worth it.
It's in the shape of gone.
It just gets crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Sweet, juicy, delicious, whole-seeded or seedless watermelon for just $3.48 each. Limit one. Now through Saturday at all Twin Cities Cub stores. And don't forget to save even more on gas. Now you can use up to 3 Cub gas coupons at once and save up to 90 cents a gallon at any Twin Cities holiday store. Offer good now through September 8th. See store for details. Cub, bringing more to your table.
Welcome to Lowe's. How may I help you?
Well, our daughter has a birthday in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm, and we're thinking of getting her a playset.
Are they hard to install?
We can take care of that for you. So, yes, it's really easy.
When it comes to improving your home, Lowe's makes your projects convenient and affordable. Now get special values August 2nd through the 6th, like 10% off installation and materials when you purchase any playset, fencing, storm door, or storage building. We select installers based on their area of expertise, so you can be confident that your installation is done right. In fact, our installation services are guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. We don't have to read instructions, pick up a hammer, or anything?
We pretty much just sit back and watch.
Exactly. Here, let me show you some of our most popular playset designs. Now, how old's your daughter?
Oh, she'll be 5. And she's going to be so excited.
Oh, boy.
Get your project started today with 10% off any installed playset, fencing, storm door, or storage building. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Discount taken at register. See store for details.
There are natural cures for virtually every disease, including diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, acid reflux, chronic pain, even herpes. I'm Donald Barrett, founder of ITV, and I just bought the book Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. I was so impressed to learn the natural, inexpensive cures that are being suppressed by drug companies that I bought over 1 million copies of this book, and I'm giving them away. That's right, get your hardcover edition, a $30 value, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-270-1784. That's 1-800-270-1784. And get your free copy of Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, absolutely free. There are natural cures, and they're being hidden from you. Call 1-800-270-1784.
Patrick Roycey Sports Insights brought to you in part by Red Wing Shoes.
Patrick Roycey, now and on your way to work weekday mornings at 6:45 and 7:45 on AM 1500 KSTP. Read his latest column at StarTribune.com. And now, with Garage Logic Sports, here's Patrick Roycey.
Casey goes, Matthews hit the fly ball to deep left field. Ibanez goes back, and that ball is gone. Matthews ties the game with 2 outs in the 9th inning with a home run to the opposite field.
Hello.
Highway 100.
She's a little backed up, Pat.
She's a little jammed up. I got off on 36 to breeze on up to 694 and drove about 20 feet that's backed up. So I think the 35W commuters have discovered Highway 100. That's what I think.
Much will have to be discovered, and it probably will take place over a period of a number of years.
Yeah, and people will be making moves for a long time, Joe.
I watched just enough of the Twins last night to see Lou Ford absolutely cost them the loss of the ball game.
And you, of course, were not surprised.
No, and I was irritated. I was irritated.
Right. Well, I called you to point it out that your irritation.
He unnecessarily made a throw trying to double a runner off second with no chance to do so and threw the ball away. The runner goes to third and scores the tying run. You got to be kidding me.
101?
You're not in Scotland, are you?
We lost him, I think.
Pat? Hello.
How you doing?
Pat?
Lose his cell? He'll come back. There he is.
Okay, let's just hang up there and maybe he'll call back.
Right there.
Patrick?
Yes, Joe, I tried a different cell phone. How's this one?
He's a multi-cell phone user. That's much better.
I grabbed the DA cell phone because she's got one that I pay for, so it's a much better quality than the one that the newspaper pays for, you know.
Well, we thought we had quite a sports week going, huh?
Yeah, we thought we were the center of the universe with Garnett and Johan and all the other stuff going on. It was quite the event. But anyway, I was going to say the Twins, I'm playing tomorrow, have announced, and Michael, what's wrong now?
You just made a sound that, not you, but it distorted in a weirder way than even Scotland. You got to get that on audio replay.
Got that.
It was unbelievable.
What's going on here?
I don't know, but it was.
I'm on the north side of Minneapolis.
I know.
We should have cell phone service here, shouldn't we?
I don't know what to tell you, but it was a very odd sound right out of the Star Wars movies.
I'm going to track her down right here.
Okay.
I'm getting very agitated.
Here it is.
Here, listen. Listen,
on.
Pat.
It was quite the event. But anyway, I was going to say the Twins, I'm playing tomorrow, have announced. And know, by the way, that our guy Sebi was at Carnoustie? I didn't know that. I talked to him today.
That's where he announced his retirement. Oh, our guy Sebi.
Sebi was there for Sebi's retirement.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations to him.
Absolutely. No Twins game today. No ballpark breaking tonight. The Twins will resume their normal schedule with Cleveland tomorrow evening.
And what I was going to say is that Kadire is supposed to return tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see exactly what the fellas decide to do with our guy Lou Ford. They will have to make a roster move, either Ford or Louis Rodriguez. Someone of that ilk, I believe, is going to have to get cut here. Another possibility, I would think, might be Cirillo. He has really added nothing to the operation, but they are going to have to get rid of somebody here.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, sir.
And I think maybe Lou's time is up, but who knows?
Are you trying to get home right now?
No. We're going to see the rightful owner of the dog and his new bride. We're going to join them for dinner.
I will talk to you in the next segment.
We'll continue to try to bribe him, Joe.
Yeah, well, I would think that you should be able to.
Okay.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to Patrick later. Here now in the Channel 5 Weather Center is Channel 5's Chicago Windler. Go ahead, Chicago. Chicago Windler. With the weather update, Dave Dahl is absent today.
Probably looking at one of the latest maps.
Well, it's pretty nice out. I'm not sure it's even necessary to have a significant weather update. It's 89 degrees, 90, and it's gorgeous. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Sorry, I get so caught up on our other coverage
That's
of
okay.
the day.
Yeah, it's 89 degrees outside right now, and we've got clear and cooler conditions for tonight, down to 60 degrees with light northwest winds tomorrow. Mostly sunny, warm, beautiful day. 87 for a high. Then a good chance of a soaking rain with showers and storms on Saturday. Cooler as a result. High at 79, and for the second half of the weekend, partly cloudy, maybe an isolated storm. 84 degrees.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll be back.
AM 1500, KSTP.
Hey folks, John Gordon here for Twin City Red Wing Shoe Professionals. You know, Red Wing offers more than just comfortable and durable work shoes and boots. They also have casual shoes that are perfect for the weekend or any time. These shoes offer great comfort as well as great styling, and they come in narrow widths as well as extra wide widths to ensure your comfort. You might also want to look at the Irish Setter casual shoes if you're looking for the outdoor look and feel. The comfort's great, and a lot of styles are waterproof. Check out the great deals on Red Wing work and casual footwear at the full-service Twin Cities Red Wing dealers, where you might be surprised to find out that steel-toe work boots, they start just at $79.95. Hurry in today to your full-service Twin Cities Red Wing dealer, Chet Shoes in Circle Pines, Columbia Heights, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, or at Red Wing Shoe Stores in Apple Valley, Burnsville, Hopkins, Mall of America, Maple Grove, Maplewood, Roseville, and West St. Paul. Red Wing Shoes, built to fit, built to last.
Hey, it's Harmon Killebrew for Lampert Exteriors. As a hitter, I tried to put a good swing on a pitch, always striving for perfection, just like what you're looking for when you're making a decision about home improvements. I recommend Lampert Exteriors. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, soffit, fascia, gutters, and exterior stone. Lampert's takes responsibility for their products by providing only the best, including the installation. Only Lampert exterior crews work for Lampert's, and they back up their work now and in the future. That's perfection. That's Lampert Exteriors, part of Lampert Yards in Minnesota since 1887. Marvin Windows, GAF Roofing, Georgia Pacific Siding, quality brands installed with integrity. Lampert Exteriors, quality, dedication, and heritage. Call today, 651-695-3680. 651-695-3680. That's 651-695-3680. And tell them Harmon Killebrew sent you.
Do you have nothing left after making your monthly mortgage payment? Stop sacrificing to pay your mortgage and start saving with our new Mortgage Minimizer.
You're listening to Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage.
With the Mortgage Minimizer, you can get a $250,000 mortgage for only $1,250 a month. Imagine the savings. You'll no longer struggle to make your mortgage payment. Instead, you'll have money for the things you need. Move your mortgage to us, and we'll move your monthly payment down. Just $1,250 for a $250,000 mortgage. Ask about our new Mortgage Minimizer.
Call American Equity Mortgage today and skip your next mortgage payment. That's right. Get 1 month free. Call 952-838-9900. That's 952-838-9900, or visit AmericanEquity.com. Celebrating 15 years in business by granting 15 wishes with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Equal housing lender. Additional restrictions apply. FHA approved lender. 30-year term, 80% loan to value, 6.4% APR.
Hey, GLers, I got Midwest Leaf Guard on hand here to help you save some time. Midwest Leaf Guard can put on your home one-piece seamless covered gutters. Seamless covered gutters. That's a great deal. You're never cleaning out your gutters again. They can also get you into some very efficient windows. You can learn about them because these products sell themselves. Dial up 1-800-LEAF-GUARD or go online to leafguard.com. 1-800-LEAF-GUARD or online at leafguard.com. Hey, LeafGuard's backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. You really know there's no risk. I know there's no risk for you with LeafGuard because I've had it on my home. I love the fact that I do not have to clean out gutters ever again. You can get that same treatment. Permanent solution to clogged gutters. You get it and forget it. Lifetime workmanship and paint finish warranties. You can't go wrong. Midwest Leaf Guard. 1-800-LEAF-GUARD or go online to leafguard.com. Big GL sponsor, twin sponsor, and ask them about their season guard windows.
Postpone today's series final game with Kansas City. The Twins have postponed tonight's stadium groundbreaking ceremony in the Warehouse District. The normal baseball schedule resumes tomorrow evening. Cleveland planned to fly here per schedule. Twins will play Cleveland tomorrow night in the Metrodome.
I'm going to go Sunday.
The Garage Logic plan is as follows. The Garage Logic show will remain on the air for the next hour with a John Hight News Experience, a one-hour news block with Action Force Team 1500, Kenny Olson providing all the traffic. And then at 6, stay tuned to KSTP AM 1500 as we're going to go directly to an ABC News Radio special. A one-hour special, ABC News has brought in Charlie Gibson and Aaron Katursky and Jim Ryan live at the scene of the 35W span that has collapsed. And as I understand, unfortunately, all retrieval efforts have ended right now because of bad currents. That is our schedule for the remainder of this hour. Stay tuned. This is the Talk Station, AM 1500, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. As I mentioned, back with another hour of Garage Logic and then off to the ABC News special. It's 89.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Family members of those still missing in Minneapolis are holding out hope, even though recovery workers say they are looking for bodies, not survivors of last night's bridge collapse. This man is staying near the bridge to get any answers he can about his wife, who is driving.